and the alternative should be dictated by the marketplace, not by the government. Look, the government does absolutely nothing very well. I just got back from the DMV renewing my driver's license last week, and it is just a nightmare. And if you've ever dealt with the IRS or the DMV or any other government entity, you know that should be the last entity that we want having our speech controlled by.
The other big news coming out of Washington over the last 12 hours, the president is mulling, according to media reports, firing Rod Rosenstein. There's been talk of him firing Robert Mueller. How dangerous a move is that for the president?
Anything that this president does is dangerous. In the media atmosphere that we have, the environment that this man is trying to operate under, the running joke around social media is that if the president got out of a boat and walked across the water, the liberals and the media would say that he can't swim. So no matter what this man does, he can't win. So what he really needs to do is what he has been doing all along, is simply trusting his own instincts, doing what he thinks is in the best interest of the country, and making that decision, implementing it, and then moving forward.
I want to get to a subject that we talk a lot about on this show, and that is education. And as you know, Adam Laxalt recently released his education program. Even Dan Schwartz issued his back in February. But we are still waiting to see what Chris G and Steve Sisolak are proposing. And I guess my question is, because your Muth's Truths, I thought, was spot on in comparing Chris G and Steve Sisolak, there really isn't much there.
Their entire solution to fixing education, and I love that Chris loves to go out and say that she's been involved in public education for 30 years. Well, public education has been failing for the last 30 years. So she's probably the last person we should be taking advice from on how to fix education in the state of Nevada, which continues to be the worst in the country. Their solution, though, is the same solution they've been proposing for three decades or longer. More money, more money, more money. But as we've seen for decades, putting more money into education, which we have done over and over and over again, including the 2015 session, where they passed the largest tax increase in Nevada history to put more money into education 3 years ago, and our schools are still dead last. More money is not the answer. Our public schools aren't broke. They're broken.
Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. I want to ask you, because this is something that I've been talking about with my friends. We've talked about it a good deal on the radio show, and some might find this repetitive, but I cannot repeat it enough. Can you talk about what is at stake in November when it comes to the legislature, when it comes to the office of governor and some of the other constitutional offices? Can you talk a little bit about why this midterm election is going to be so vitally important all across the state, not just here in Southern Nevada, but across the state?
Absolutely. I mean, here's the reality. The Republic, what passes for leadership in the Assembly caucus for Republicans is so inept that not only is there no chance for them to get control of the Assembly again, the odds are they're going to lose a seat or two and hand the Democrats a veto-proof majority in the Assembly. It's that bad. In the Senate, especially because this week we found out that the recall efforts against two of the Democrat state senators have been struck down by the courts, there is virtually no chance for Republicans to gain control of the state Senate. That means everything that the Democrats passed last year, all the bad anti-business legislation that the Democrats passed in the last session, most of which was the worst parts, most of which the governor, Republican governor, nominally, Brian Sandoval, vetoed. If a Democrat is elected governor to replace Sandoval, that Democrat governor will sign most of that bad legislation that's going to be brought up again and passed in the legislature. I mean, that's bad enough as is. Worse, however, you got to remember, this is a four-year term for the governor. In 2020, we're going to go through another census, followed by reapportionment. If the Democrats control the Assembly and the Senate and the governor's mansion, they will be able to completely rewrite the district lines for legislative seats. and essentially write out any chance of a Republican majority in either house for a decade. It's that serious, Kevin.
Wow, wow. You mentioned our alleged Republican governor, Brian Sandoval. He came out this week saying no to National Guard troops along our border, probably joining people I haven't heard from Jerry Brown, but I imagine Jerry Brown is going to say the same thing. What do you make of this and this whole notion of sending troops to our southern border? Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, Brian Sandoval is the best Democrat governor we've had for the Democrat Party. He may be registered as a Republican, but this guy is a true rhino, Republican in name only. I don't believe that the president requested Governor Sandoval to send National Guard troops to the border, but he decided he was going to come out and preemptively say that no, he wasn't going to do it. Is it a good idea under the circumstances? I don't believe that the president really had any choice. The Democrats have steadfastly refused to fund the border wall that the president ran and campaigned on, that he was elected on, and absent the funding to build the wall that he promised, what other choice do you have to stop the problems that we have with, we don't know who coming across the border. We do know that there's a lot of illegal drugs coming across the border. And if you can't build a wall to help staunch the flow, there really isn't too much else that the president's able to do as the chief executive when Congress won't work with him to fix the problem.
You know, a lot of people have asked me, Chuck, what is the governor going to do when he leaves office? Please, when he leave office soon, please. But they keep asking me what he's going to do, and I haven't the foggiest idea, and I haven't seen anything in the media. Do you have a sense of what he's going to do beyond his time in office?
I have absolutely no idea. I think his political future is dead. I don't see how he could ever win a Republican primary for any seat. I know people have talked about him, you know, maybe running for the U.S. Senate seat in 4 years, but his record among Republicans, particularly, is so bad. You know, being a never Trumper, Trump people will never forget, and certainly in 2020. It will be 2022 when he can run again. But people will not forget that. They won't forget that he is the one who pushed through the largest tax increase in history. They won't forget that he's the one who pushed through driver's licenses for illegal aliens. I mean, these things are going to haunt him politically for the rest of his life. So I think his future in politics is dead. Maybe under a different administration, he could be reappointed to a federal seat on a federal bench somewhere. But I don't see it happening under President Trump. So he'll probably end up retiring, get a nice, fat, juicy job with R&R Advertising or one of the big gaming companies on their board of directors, make a lot of money, and you know, hopefully we'll never see and hear from this guy again as far as politics are concerned.
And by the way, he also he expanded Medicaid, something that's going to break the back of our economy. That's for another day, obviously. I am curious, though, that this
whole... Let's not forget, now that you mentioned that, he also killed education savings accounts. We were talking about education earlier. That's the one true reform that could actually make an impact and help improve education in Nevada, is to give low- and middle-income parents the financial ability to do what wealthy parents do, which is to send their kids to a private school. It was passed by the legislature. It was approved by the Supreme Court that it was constitutional, but the governor refused to put the money in to fund the program. And that is absolutely shameful.
Having said all of that, why is this governor still, quote, popular? Why does he poll well? He's polled in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 50s. Why is he so popular today?
Because he's done absolutely nothing to rock the boat, to upset anybody. He's attractive. He's got nice hair and a big smile, and he just never really says anything controversial that would get him into hot water, because he never really speaks his mind. You never know where he's really coming from, and so he's just a likable guy. He's been a complete, as far as I'm concerned, a complete waste as a governor. He squandered the rare opportunity, and maybe in the last opportunity in our lifetimes, to actually advance a good conservative limited government agenda when we had control of the House or the Assembly and the Senate in 2015, and instead of using that to enact all these conservative reforms that he campaigned on, by the way, He passed the largest tax increase in history.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Chuck, as always, great to visit with you. If folks want to find out more about you, if they want to see your writings, I love your stuff. Where do they go?
Yeah, go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and sign up for our free email newsletter. And, it's free, NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
And there's nothing better than free. Well, other than nice hair. Nice hair is a good thing. Something you and I will never be accused of, but that's okay. We'll succeed on our own. Hey, listen, thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
Thank you. That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Nice hair. Well, that's something you can say about the governor. Yeah, he's got nice hair. God, it's horrible when you're going to be known and on your tombstone, but he had nice hair. He did all this stuff, all this really bad stuff for the state, but he had nice hair. Yeah, that's a little much. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, so what exactly did Mark Zuckerberg tell Congress yesterday? The Senate Judiciary and Health and Science and Energy Committees. We're going to let you hear in his own words, Mark Zuckerberg, tap dance around a couple of different questions. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Nobody's waiting by your side. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. We got a big show for you. Amy Tarkanian joins us at the top of the hour. Also, if you're looking to stretch your investment dollars, and if you're tired of dealing with the markets, you know, the stock markets and the up and down, up 400, down 700, I got some ideas for you. I want to pass them along. We'll do that. Greg Herlene will join us in our 11 o'clock hour. I promised you yesterday I would let you hear a lot of Mark Zuckerberg. Unfortunately, he didn't come on until about 5 minutes until we were off the air. So we let you hear about 5-6 minutes, but did not give you a chance to hear much beyond that. And really, the good stuff was in the questioning. I want you to listen to Dick Durbin. He's a Democrat. He's the assistant minority leader. So he's the number two Democrat in the Senate. And he questioned and really grilled Mark Zuckerberg on the idea of marketing to children.
You have recently announced something that is called Messenger Kids. Facebook created an app allowing kids between the ages of 6 and 12 to send video and text messages through Facebook as an extension of their parents' account. You have cartoon-like stickers and other features designed to appeal to little kids, first graders, kindergartners. On January 30th, the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood and lots of other child development organizations warned Facebook. They pointed to a wealth of research demonstrating that excessive use of digital devices and social media is harmful to kids, and argued that young children simply are not ready to handle social media accounts at age 6. In addition, there are concerns about data that's being gathered about these kids. Now, there are certain limits in the law, we know. There's the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. What guarantees can you give us that no data from Messenger Kids is or will be collected or shared with those that might violate that law?
All right, Senator. So a number of things I think are important here. The background on Messenger Kids is we heard feedback from thousands of parents that they want to be able to stay in touch with their kids and call them, use apps like FaceTime when they're working late or not around and want to communicate with their kids, but they want to have complete control over that. So I think we can all agree that when your kid is 6 or 7, even if they have access to a phone, you want to be able to control everyone who they can contact. And there wasn't an app out there that did that. So we built this service to do that. The app collects a minimum amount of information that is necessary to operate the service. So for example, the messages that people send is something that we collect in order to operate the service. But in general, that data is not going to be shared with third parties. It is not connected to the broader Facebook experience.
Excuse me. As a lawyer, I picked up on that word in general, the phrase in general. It seems to suggest that in some circumstances it will be shared with third parties.
No, it will not.
All right. Would you be open to the idea that someone having reached adult age, having grown up with messenger kids, should be allowed to delete the data that you've collected?
Senator, yes. As a matter of fact, when you become 13, which is our legal limit, or limiter, we don't allow people under the age of 13 to use Facebook, you don't automatically go from having a Messenger Kids account to a Facebook account. You have to start over and get a Facebook account.
How many of you, within the sound of my voice, fear such a service as Messenger Kids, or whatever they call it? I've joked about this, and only because a lot of my friends who are millennials, they communicate by text, by Instagram, by Facebook, by Twitter. And the whole notion, and I know some people within the sound of my voice that may be listening to this program right now that don't like the idea of talking to somebody directly on the phone. They don't like it. And the fact is that by beginning kids at 6 years old, first grade, that we are going to be further insulating these children, soon to be adults, that's not the way we want to communicate, that we want to communicate by the written word, not the spoken word. And can I tell you, as a guy that deals in the spoken word every day for 3 hours in this time slot, that scares the hell out of me. I mean, it may well be that in 10 years or 20 years that there's an entire couple of generations that will have grown up and won't know how to use the spoken word, won't know how to give a sales pitch verbally. They won't be able to give a speech before the Kiwanis Club. They just will be incapable, that the spoken word will be obsolete. Anybody worry about that? Call me, let me know. Because that's what I sense that this whole Messenger Kids is all about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It scares me to death because we are developing generation after generation that don't deal in the spoken word, that they prefer the written word, and that's the way they want to communicate. It's so impersonal. It's so, it's just devoid of anything but a visual interpretation. There's something wrong. Somehow there is something wrong with that. I'm not sure what it is. Call me. See if you can help me out on this one. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Okay, let's move on to cut 3. And again, I promise you, I'd let you hear a lot of Mark Zuckerberg in this first hour, and we're going to try and do as much as we can. Cut 3 is Mark Zuckerberg, and he got into this deal with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, I thought, did a masterful job of pointing out how Facebook is looking to become the final arbiter on what is good, what is bad, what is dangerous. Are diamond and silk dangerous? Here's Mark Zuckerberg yesterday with Senator Ted Cruz.
Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this now, question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
His point, though, I think is well taken. And by the way, Zuckerberg is being questioned today by a House committee, the House Science, Energy, and something else. But he's before another congressional committee, this time on the House side. Stick around. We got a lot to do. More from Mark Zuckerberg. Because some of the, and we'll continue this line of questioning Zuckerberg with Ted Cruz. Because what they do is pure political censorship. There's just no other way to describe it. And Mark Zuckerberg falls back on the sword of, we just want something that's open to everybody. Well, but that's not what they're doing. And he knows it. And you know, all of the platitudes that got tossed his way yesterday. Oh, it's so great what you guys do. It's all a bunch of poppycock. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay. More with Mark Zuckerberg. Ted Cruz, I thought, had maybe the best questions of all, so we'll go there. This is cut three. This is Mark Zuckerberg, who is being accused by Ted Cruz of using what essentially is political censorship. Listen to this.
Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this now, question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
So now that begs the question, because in his opening statement, Mark Zuckerberg said, well, we want to link the world, and we want to make sure that everybody can communicate. Everybody. which I assume means, yes, Planned Parenthood, but also Diamond and Silk. So now the question is Facebook really a neutral public forum? Or do they take sides? Ted Cruz took that up with Mark Zuckerberg.
Mr. Zuckerberg, does Facebook consider itself a neutral public forum?
Senator, we consider ourselves to be a platform for all ideas.
Let me ask the question again. Does Facebook consider itself to be a neutral public forum? And representatives of your company have given conflicting answers on this. Are you a First Amendment speaker expressing your views, or are you a neutral public forum allowing everyone to speak?
Senator, here's how we think about this. I don't believe that there is certain content that clearly we do not allow, right? Hate speech, terrorist content, nudity, anything that makes people feel unsafe in the community. From that perspective, that's why we generally try to refer to what we do as a platform for all ideas.
Let me try, just because the time is constrained. It's just a simple question. The predicate for Section 230 immunity under the CDA is that you are a neutral public forum. Do you consider yourself a neutral public forum, or are you engaged in political speech, which is your right under the First Amendment?
Well, Senator, our goal is certainly not to engage in political speech. I'm not that familiar with the specific legal language of the law that you speak to, so I would need to follow up with you on that. I'm just trying to lay out how broadly I think about this.
Okay, by a show of hands, how many of you think that Facebook, headquartered in the Silicon Valley, is a, quote, neutral public forum? Or are they an organization that takes sides, that wants to be a platform for everyone, but really only allows certain people on? And by the way, who is it that appointed Facebook as the final arbiter on what's good and positive and acceptable? Anybody? Who is it out there that appointed Facebook? Now, they're a private corporation, and so they can do what they want to do, unless the government steps in. And I urge you to check out Chuck Muth's and Muth's Truths on the government and the possibility of regulation of platforms like Instagram and, yes, Facebook. That scares me to death, because once they can regulate it, they can start taxing it. And don't think for an instant that they won't start taxing your ability to express yourself, to send relatives those pictures of the school of your child in the school play. That suddenly that won't be taxed. Trust me, folks. Congress and the deep state, they can't wait to start taxing places like Facebook and Instagram.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. You might be thinking, oh great, another political commercial. And you know what? You're right. Who wants to hear from another blowhard politician on the radio going off on the promises they're going to break later anyway? Well, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story about a young man from a small town called Waynetown, Indiana. As a young man there, I learned the value of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending wisely. That's right, I learned conservative principles in that small town, and I proudly carried them with me ever since. Those conservative principles carried me through 35 years of service as a federal employee. It's one thing to know what goes into making a hot dog. It's quite another to see the actual consequences. What my beliefs did teach me was that instead of complaining about bureaucracy and red tape, I needed to find solutions. So that's what I did. I learned to navigate around the problems and solve things within the system, and to develop the solutions that needed to get done. And that's what I plan to do in Carson City after I'm elected. I intend to help cut red tape and find solutions to our problems. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight against tax increases and excessive regulations that stifle the creation of businesses and force hardworking Nevadans to take a hit in their wages. I will never waver on the conservative principles that we share. And when the going gets tough, I will stand up for what's right. That's why on June 12th in the primary election, if you're tired of politics as usual and want to see a change, I encourage you to think big, vote small. Jim Small for Assembly District 2, paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Amy Tarkanian, former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, at 12 different sites around the state yesterday. Tom Steyer and Next Gen America held rallies. Get out the youth vote rallies. Yeah. Is this going to move the needle politically? Are young people going to move the needle politically in the state of Nevada in November? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.